had to have Love the Talk hardest Radio. People to call him.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line, we're going to have Bryson Cubitt Bernard. But as we wait for him to come onto the line, I'm going to play Release the Sound just until he's get ready to come on the line. So give us a moment and listen to this.
We sanctify,
we
unify,
we
lift your praises.
Go.
wait for our guests to come on the line, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures for you, coming from 2 Timothy 1 and 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And in Proverbs 15 and 22, without counsel, purpose are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So we're going to listen to a little bit more music, and this is called Wham Dance. And this is actually by Bryson Cubitt Bernard. And listen to this.
What's happening with you? It's DJ Rowe 504, introducing to the world Cupid, the dance party king in Mystico. Everybody get up and do the Wham Dance.
Go front, go back, go left, go right, go front, back, side, side. Let me see you do this dance one time. Everybody do the Wham Dance. Everybody do the Wham Dance.
On the line, Mr. Bryson Cubitt Bernard. Are you there?
Hey, I heard that wham. I started busting that wham on site.
I didn't, you know, and I didn't want to play it until you had a chance to tell us about that wham dance. So we played just a little bit of it until you came online.
Yeah. Well, the wham, we shot that like. We did that record like almost a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, me and Mystico, and we shot the video in the Sixth Ward for Mardi Gras, right on Lundy Gras, the day before Mardi Gras. And we just wanted to make a record that exemplified Louisiana, man, you know, our culture, how we rock, you know, how we do, how we party for everything. And with the Wham, you know, it's kind of just one of them little simple little dances where you just swing your arms and just kind of just hit that little thrust, you know. And if you've seen the bounce movement and how we cut up in Louisiana, if you've ever been in New Orleans, you would know and you would see that that's kind of just like a whole Louisiana thing, you know?
Okay. Well, before we get into the Wham dance, if you know, I know our listening audience know who you are, but I'm curious about how did you get the name Cupid? But before we get to that, can you just tell us a little bit about what you got going on now? I know our listening audience already know who you are.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, man, I'm just known for making a bunch of party records, a bunch of dance records and stuff. And right now I have a couple of things on deck. I'm actually about to go on tour. I started on October 2nd with Nephew Tommy for my second run of the People Inside My Head tour. So I travel a lot under the Steve Harvey umbrella. We'll be starting that tour. We start in Orlando October 2nd. And then I also have a fitness DVD called Q-Robics, which is line dance aerobics, that's doing exceptionally well. You know, we moved over 50,000 units independent, and we're currently on a situation to start working with HLN and QVC. So that's really well. And then and music-wise, I just got a bunch of records. I dropped my album Dance Fever in February, and I'm working on Dance Fever 2 for this February because I drop a project every Valentine's Day. So I'm good. You know, I'm just touring, doing festivals, doing shows and living the dream. Like, you know, I'm not in the midst of all of the politics of the industry and just dropping what I want and just having fun.
That's what it's all about, enjoying what you do. Now, I know our listening audience is definitely familiar with the Cupid Shuffle. How did you come up with that particular one? Now, I do like that one. I exercise to that particular one.
Yeah, that was that record is what created the whole Q-robics with the line dance aerobics movement. Was so many people was licensing the record to use it for fitness DVDs. I just thought, being that I got like 15 or 20 other line dance records, that, you know, why not just make a fitness video with it and help people lose weight like I did, you know? But Keep It Shuffle, I just wanted to make a record that bypassed the whole industry. Like, it bypassed genres, it bypassed, you know, like, because, you know, when you make a song, all the industry people want to put it in a box. Oh, what is it? I don't know what it is. Is it hip-hop? Is it R&B? Is it blah, blah, blah? And I was like, you know what? I want to make something that white folks dance to, Chinese folks dance to, black folks, and can't nobody stop it or control it. Just a record that just appeals to the masses. And I didn't think it would work because initially, man, the industry gave me a hard time. But when you can't stop good music, you know, when people like it, you know, the worst thing the record companies ever invented was YouTube. Because when I put that record out in 06 and had 1 million views in 2 weeks, and that was it. That was a wrap.
Wow. Anytime it comes on the dance floor, everybody get up, old, young, can't move, can't hardly get it, because they just love the beat. They love the beat of the music.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the beat of the music. So you're working on, no, I want to go back to, how did you get the Cubit? How did you get that as part of your, I guess it's a nickname? How did that come about?
When I first started singing at 18, I was on the road with SOS Band, Marvin Cease, Mel Waiters, and Lakeside. So I'm a blues singer by nature. Like, I've always sang blues, like, coming up. And I used to sing Chains Gonna Come and Cupid Draw Back Your Bow in my set. So all the old school cats used to be like, that's that little boy that sang Cupid all the time. And so they just started calling me Cupid, because they knew I would sing the Cupid Draw Back Your Bow record. And it just stuck through, like, all my, you know, the OGs, like Lakeside and them, and they would call me that. So it just stuck with me from there.
Wow. I don't think our listening audience know that you are a PK.
Oh, yeah. You're, the worst one.
Also, so you got your start being in the choir, one of the youth choir directors.
Yeah. I used to go to a church where my choir didn't have no altos, no sopranos, and no tenors. It just sang anything. It's horrible.
Okay. Okay. Well, tell us, Mr. Cupid Shuffle, what is next for you? What's on your plate right now?
My thing is just to have that longevity like Frankie Beverly, you know. Like, I do almost 50 to 60 shows a year, minimal. You know, I'm on the road every single weekend doing a festival of some sort, some type of blues event. So my thing is just to continuously make music for my fans, and just be able to continue to appeal to them for, you know, the remaining of my career, you know. I'll drop records, and if they chart, or if, you know, if the powers that be allow it through, then they allow it through. But if not, I built a core audience with Cupid Shuffle big enough to where I could travel across the world and just continue to make fun party music like I like, you know. We all know these days, positive, not popular, so I'm probably never going to win a Grammy, because all my music is clean and fun and stuff like that. But, you know, I've been able to outlast most of the people that got signed with me in 2007, and I plan on to continue to drop music, you know, and continue to be relevant in the streets and, you know, amongst the communities forever.
Well, my director texted me so I can let you know that he's from New Orleans.
Hey,
Will Oldham is from New Orleans. Yes.
Hey, that's my brother. He know how we get down. He know how we get down, though.
Okay. So, Mr. Bryson, if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, because we want to be able to listen to the whole Wham Dance song.
Yes. It's newcupidonline.com. Real simple. If you ever remember on the Cupid Shuffle when I started up, I say, New Cupid. So it's newcupidonline.com. My Instagram is official New Cupid. I always got links on. I'm addicted to Instagram. So you can follow me on Instagram at official New Cupid, and on Twitter is at New Cupid. I'm always on social media connected with fans and trying to just build relationships with folks every day. So y'all can hit me up on that. You know, I'm so courteous that if you ain't got no money, I'll email you the song. I just need you to hear it.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to, we thank you so much, Mr. Bryson, for coming on our show on OPM Live, Blog Talk Radio, and everything that you do, all your wonderful music, the wonderful dancing, the wonderful exercise and music, because I really enjoy exercise, because you can get a really, really good workout on that particular song, on all of your music. So we're going to take the time out. Yeah.
What I got to do is send you a DVD. It's qrobics.com. I'm going to get my publicist to send y'all some, and y'all should do y'all a challenge over there to see who can finish the whole DVD.
Ooh, okay. We'll take the challenge.
Yeah.
We'll take the challenge. That should be exciting. We'll definitely take that particular challenge because I can hardly get through Cubic Shuffle without, like, hey, I got to sit down for a minute. This is a long song. This is a real long song. I got to sit down for a minute. But we thank you again for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully we can have you back real soon on our show so you can talk a little bit more about the music and everything that you got going on.
Thank y'all for allowing this outlet. You know, I appreciate that. And to all the listeners, thank y'all, man. Y'all just keep listening, man. Keep jamming.
Okay. Good. And thank you again. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for each and everything that they do. And we're going to leave you with this coming from Isaiah 40:12. God is not bound by the time as we are. God is always in control. And that is from Isaiah 40:12 as we listen to Wham Dance by Bryson Cupid Bernard.
What's happening with you? It's DJ Rose 504 introducing to the world Cupid, the dance party king in mystical. Everybody get up and do the Wham Dance.
Go front, go back, go left, go right.
Stop pushing me, you're squishing me.
Go front.